Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, they didn't take the 6732, like they said there was, because I see in my account that is, I still have it.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
10306.
And your first and last name?
Maria Stewart.
Okay. So I found an account here matching your name. Could you verify your address?
Which address do you have? P.O. Box?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the P.O. Box 615-04, Staten Island, New York, 10306.
Thank you for that. So there was a purchase here made on the 19th of March for our purifier. You were fully refunded of $67.32.
Yeah, but I seen it in my account. Right now I'm looking at it, and it's got the, let me see, where is it, March 25th, -6732, which they took that in my account, right, 6732?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and then on March 28th, it's got the 8732.
Okay, so we refunded you $67.32 on the 26th of March at 8:21 p.m. Your account was canceled as well, and there weren't any charges from our end to your account.
Because I got here March 25th, 67-6732. And then on March 28th, I got 6732.
Okay, so are you saying they took the money out again, or they gave you the money back?
Well, what is -6732, meaning they took it out?
Yes, ma'am. So they took it out on the 25th, and they gave it back on the 26th. But
well,
you may have seen it a little later. So probably that March 28th charge, when they did the 6732 again, they gave you, that's a refund.
I got March 28th, 6732 again.
Yes, ma'am. So you did receive your refund.
Oh, because it doesn't say refund or nothing. It just... Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to call my bank anyway and see how they explain to me about this. -67, I guess they took it out on the 25th, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is this here? I don't understand here. Okay. I guess that's it. I'm going to have to call my bank right now and explain this to me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.